Well, again, just welcome to Journey Church. Grateful for you and the opportunity to kind of come together this morning. Like we said, it's a simple Sunday, and our goal in doing this is really it's for like our own people. And in a sense, it's like our Sabbath Sunday, in a sense, where we kind of are giving some of our volunteers and our staff an opportunity just to rest and enter into the new year with a real sense of dependence upon the Lord. And so we're excited to be able to do something like that on a day that isn't a throwaway Sunday. We've said that before here, where every Sunday counts, and every Sunday is an opportunity for us to come and encounter Jesus. And really, a simple Sunday is a great reminder for us that we can really strip away all the other stuff that we try to do in church. Even we have fantastic kids stuff that goes on here. We have an amazing worship team. The teaching is okay. But when you strip it all down at the center, it's what we sang this morning. It's Jesus be the center. It's really, that's all this is about, is coming to encounter Jesus, to know him more, to grow in our understanding and our relationship with him, to take next steps with him, and to become more like him. And to not only do that for ourselves, but how can we invite other people into that? So it's a great reminder for that. And as we head into the rest of this year, we'll be starting a new teaching series, which will be an opportunity to invite some people here to Journey Church. We're calling it Keep It Simple. So we're going to actually spend a month, not of simple Sundays. This will be the only Sunday that looks like this. But we're going to spend the month kind of talking about keeping it simple as a church. Because one thing we believe is that church isn't meant to be, or it isn't intended to be, complicated. But that as we gather and as we scatter and as we serve, we're truly being the body of Christ, the church. And we'll talk about that more in the days ahead. And so whether you know, if you're somewhat new to Journey Church, it'd be a great idea for you to kind of understand kind of our mission and vision a little bit more. But also, if you've been here for a while, we've got some new things to talk about and share about. So excited about 2017, and we're excited to be on this journey with all of you. So this morning, I've invited Jillian Willis to come up and share with us this morning, kind of on the first day of the new year. And so come on up, Jillian. Jillian and her husband, Nick, help lead our prayer ministry here at Journey Church. Once or twice a month, they're over here willing to pray with people at the end of our services. And we're so grateful for the part that they've played kind of from the beginning, which has been really exciting. And I'm excited for her to be able to share with us this morning. So I'm going to pray for her and then turn her loose. Lord, we just ask for your favor and your grace to rest upon Jillian this morning, that your word that you've prepared in her heart would land safely in ours. Lord, we're just grateful that we can hear from you and we can know your truth and we can be guided by your Holy Spirit. And we pray that all of those things would happen this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Well, welcome. I'm excited to be here. I am kind of excited that this is a small group this morning. I guess people heard that I was preaching and then, you know, just didn't show. But I'm glad you're here. So this is good. And I'm pretty passionate about small groups in general, meeting the homes and things. So this is just like right at home for me. So thank you for being here today. So I'm wondering if any of you like jokes. Because our family, the Willis household, is pretty into them right now. So I have an 8-year-old daughter, a 6-year-old daughter, and a 6-month-old daughter. We've got the girl thing going on. And we're into the jokes. So I thought I would share with you, this is one of our favorite books, the Laugh Out Loud Jokes Kids Edition. And so if any of you kids are in here, you're going to maybe like this joke, because this is my 8-year-old daughter's favorite one. So here we go. What do you get when you cross a kitten and a fish? You can just shout it out if you know. Or, you know, any guesses? Oh, that's a good try, catfish, but that's not it. So it's a piranha. Get it? Piranha, you know, purring of the cat. So anyway, that's a good start to our morning, right? It only goes down from here. So, it's a good day to be here on January 1st, 2017, to be here to listen to this good book that's going to come out this morning, this God's True Word. So I dubbed the title of my sermon, which there aren't any handouts or anything, so I just have to tell you these things. The title of it is Out with the Odd, In with the New, in keeping with this pun theme. And no one's laughing. Out with the odd, you know, like instead of out with the old, in with the new, it's out with the odd, in with the new. So there's that. You're welcome for that this morning. I know you're just loving every minute of it. And I recognize that my humor and pun ability and is a little off, I think, maybe at times. But man, that slays me. Out with the odd, in with the new. I mean, it's just, anyways, you'll see later how this is going to pertain. So you're just going to have to go with me this morning. And you also might have an extra sympathy for my husband that is sitting there this morning that has to deal with this humor of mine every single day. So we're going to look at this morning at this out with the odd life, as I would call it, and in with the new life. Exchanging some of our old, dead, dry habits for some new life-giving habits in 2017. If you look at the book of John, the Gospel of John, there are seven I am statements of what Jesus says, this is who I am. Three of those statements contain one word that repeats. Not only is there just one word, but it's repeated, so it's repeated three times. There's no other word in his I am statements that is even repeated once. So would we beg to take a gander that this repeating word of three times of who Jesus says he is, it's probably an important word. Anybody have a guess of what that word is? You can shout it out. It's a small group. No? Love. Love, no? Good try. What is it? Life. Yes, life. I am the bread of life, he says. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is about life and giving us life here and then eternally as well. This is what we get to hang out on this morning. I quickly wanted to say there's this little girl in our church body that epitomizes that name, and it's Zoe, in the Greek is life, and that's her name. And let me tell you, when I first met her, she's just a year old, but she is like running all over the place. She's like jumping up and down. She's like getting into stuff, but in a cool way. She's just all over, and it's so amazing because she is lively, and she is loving life. And here's the deal, guys, is that our God wants that for us. He says in John 10:10, and this is the Amplified version, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I come that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds fairly fabulous to me, right? And so I have a question for you. When you look back over your 2016 year, would you say that you had a life to the full? Would you say that you experienced and enjoyed life? And if not, I'm going to quote Dr. Phil, because we all love him, right? He says, how's that working for you? Is it working for you? And if not, what is in the way of you enjoying life to the full that our God, good God and Savior, said he came to give us? We're going to hang out there a little bit this morning. And so I want to look at the acronym that I so love, Out with the Odd, In with the New. So the odd part is we're going to exchange our odd life habits for new life habits. And this odd acronym stands for Out with the Old, Out with the Dead, and Out with the Dry habits. We're going to exchange those for some life-giving habits. So our first one is O, for old sin habits. Our scripture, Acts 3:19, repent then and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord. And our second scripture, Romans 6:12-14, Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body so that you obey its lust and passions. Do not go on offering members of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but offer yourselves to God as those alive or raised from the dead to a new life, and your members as sanctified as instruments of righteousness yielded to God. For sin will no longer be a master over you, since you are not under the law, but under grace, as recipients of God's favor and mercy. Yesterday, I got together with some roommates from college. It felt kind of like college was yesterday, and it really wasn't at all. But we met at this place that we shared a ton of memories. We met at Coffee Cottage. And Coffee Cottage was just kind of the hub for when I went to George Fox, of where you would hang out. So there was all these memories of, you know, late night study sessions and some good talks. But there was also our favorite drink that all of my roommates and I shared. The love for. And this was the grasshopper. I don't know if any of you have had it. But it is, we even dubbed this kind of, coined this phrase for the grasshopper. And we called it the grasshopper effect because you were on such a sugar high that you almost, like, things got kind of blurry, actually, after you drank it. And you were not all there of sorts. But it was good. It was really good. So we had the grasshopper effect. So I think we were all, you know, anxious to see each other, but also, you know, the grasshopper effect would be in effect. So we were ready for that. But I was a little bit anxious. Let you know, I hadn't seen one of my roommates, so there was five of us, I hadn't seen one of them in 8 years. And so I had gotten all the Facebook updates and things and knew kind of what the situation was there, but I didn't quite know what to expect. The last time we had gotten together, 8 years ago, conversation was kind of full. There was a lot of laughter. Stories were shared of just the great and up-and-coming things that would be happening in each of our lives, the new that was happening. This time, the conversations were very different. And one, it was a challenge. It was hard, actually. The conversations were difficult because one roommate in particular had made choices over the past 8 years that were not following the Lord. She kind of went her own way, and the world had fallen in on her big time, and there were tears, and there was pain, and there was talk of a broken marriage and broken esteem of not understanding who she was anymore. And it was a cry for help, is how I saw it. And so all of us kind of sat there and listened. And we listened and we listened. And then at some point in me, I just had to say something. Because the Spirit of God in me was just, it was churning. And it was like, I know the answer. I know the answer. It's Jesus. And He made you and created you and has an identity and purpose for you. That is not how you've been going. So it makes sense that you're in this place of kind of despair because she wasn't experiencing the life to the full. She had been listening to the lies of the enemy and following those lies and acting in disobedience to how God says, this is the way to true life. And so my inner preacher came out. And I couldn't stop it. And this isn't good most of the time, actually, when that comes out. I'm sorry for some of you that have had to hear me go on. Actually, my good friend Megan's here. She's heard me go on at times. And I think that the Lord used it in some way. Because I was able to share with her, God's got you. And He is loving you right now, exactly where you're at. We've said tons of times this morning, His mercies are new every morning, and that's truth. Every morning we wake up and we can start anew with our Savior God. And you know what? I didn't think she would punch me in the face when I was giving her these Bible scriptures coming at you. But I didn't know how she would respond. And by the grace of God, she sat there and she cried. And I could see in her face, though, that there was hope. There was hope that as she's at the bottom of this pit and has made these choices that weren't so great, that she could have a new life in Jesus. So that's my prayer for us today. And that's my prayer for her. I don't know what decision she's going to make, but I'm praying for her. I'm praying for her that our world, and in Hebrews 12:1 that says the sin that so easily entangles us would not entangle her, and that his truth would reign. Because the best way to live is when we are out with the old sin habits and in with new freedom and fulfillment and refreshment in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Whoever is a believer in Christ is a new creation. The old way of living has disappeared. A new way of living has come into existence." So here's our call for us in this. Out with the old sin habits, in with a new freedom. Have you felt stuck in a habit, possibly, that is contrary to God's plan for you? The true freedom that Jesus offers is not acting as you please or just getting rid of all the difficult circumstances in your life. Because our God never said that this life was going to be easy. He said, in this world, you will have trouble. But when we can stand on the truth of Jesus and his word, we can break free from these habits that we've come slave to. And how do we get this freedom? Only from his Holy Spirit that Jesus has given us. So we can have freedom from the weighty sin chains of disobedience, addictions, unforgiveness, busyness, self-ambition, anxiety, self-absorption, self-indulgence, cultural demands, pity, greed. Oh, I could just go on, right? This isn't enjoyable. But you get what I'm saying. There's so many things as we're of this world that we can be pulled to. And so how do we get to a place where we can have freedom in Christ? Bible Study Fellowship puts it this way. Genuine freedom is the gift of living as your magnificent creator intended. Do you trust in the Lord Jesus who came from heaven to save you? I do, fully. He will free you from the penalty and control of sin. He will give you a life that honors him and brings his vibrant truth to others. It's a good way to live. It's the only way to live. Out with that old sin habit. So some suggested life-giving habits for us in this way. Would you take some time this week and evaluate with the Lord this Acts 3:19? Repent then and turn to God so that times of refreshing may come. When we repent and get rid of that old sin habits, refreshing comes. And I know that that will be true for my friend. And then a song for you, because I love songs. I love listening to Christian music that fills up and reminds me of God's truth in the week. Chain Breaker by Zach Williams on YouTube. Check that out as you maybe spend some time with the Lord this week. Okay, so we're out with the old sin habits and with this new creation freedom. Our next one is, so that was the O, now we're on the D. The D for dead thought patterns versus resurrection thought patterns. So are we in this kind of negative thought pattern habit? Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, Romans 12:2. We take captive every thought and make it obedience to Christ, 2 Corinthians 10:5b. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death. But letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. My middle daughter, Sadie, and I were having a nice mother-daughter little moment, and we were swinging on some swings. And I said, probably not a great parenting moment, but I said, who's your best friend, right? That invites not the best happening. But I said, who's your best friend? And she told me. And I said, so what is it about her that makes her a great friend? And she said, she thought about it for a minute, and she said, well, she tells me what's right. She reminds me what's right and what's true, and then I do it. And I was like, wow, great friend. We're keeping this one in the bunch, right? And I said, so, and you do that sometimes to her too, right? And she's like, no, not usually, no. She tells me, she reminds me what's right, and then I do it. And I, you know, I thought about that for a minute, and I thought, this is how it is in our relationship with God, is we have a best friend that reminds us of what's right and true, and then we can do it. And that can be our relationship of listening to, and how does God speak to us? Through his word, through his true word. And so if we are not in this true word, if we're not reading in this true word and knowing what it says, how can we be reminded to live best? How can we be reminded to live what's right and true? And so that's my prayer for us this morning, is that we would be reminded in our thoughts, that we would have this resurrection thinking. And what I mean by resurrection thinking is that we serve a God that rose from the dead. We serve a God that does the impossibles. And there's a ton of them in this book, and we're going to look at one in just a minute. He did the impossibles, and he can do the impossibles in our stuff right now. In our trials or our pain or our questions, he is an all-powerful God. And it starts in our brain, in our minds, of rethinking to know what he has for us. So if you would look up with me Ezekiel 37, 1-6, in your Bible, if you have that, or on your phones, and normally it's on the screen, and there's no screen, so we're just going to go with it if you have it. If not, just listen in. This is the Valley of Dry Bones, and the Message calls this passage Breath of Life, which I love. The hand of the Lord, Ezekiel 37:1, was on me. And this is Ezekiel. And he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you. And this word breath is the same word in Hebrew as wind or spirit. And you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath, again that word for wind or spirit in Hebrew, in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Our all-powerful God did the impossible in this situation. He used his prophet Ezekiel to resurrect an entire army to life from old, dead, dry bones. And this is what he does for us, too. From our old and dead and dry places in our heart, in our mind, actions that we've done in the past, he is the resurrector of those to give us true life in him. He can do the impossible in the battle or the trial that you're facing. So as we kind of evaluate, what do we think about most of the time? Can you think about that, what you think about? What is going on in here, the loop that kind of is happening? Are you thinking about God during your day? Are you thinking about, you know, what to make for dinner? Are you thinking about your job and the tasks that have to be done? Goals maybe for the future? Are you thinking kind of about yourself a little bit, kind of some needs that are needing to occur, or about maybe the needs of others? So as you think about your thoughts, can you say, you know what? I have some dead thought patterns that I'm kind of in, some negative thinking, some lies that I've been listening to about myself, my identity, who I am in Christ. And let me just tell you this morning that the Lord wants to resurrect those habits. And in 2017, it's a resurrection thought patterns that can be happening in our minds. And that brings glory to our God. It's resurrecting how we even view God. If we've said in our minds, oh, he can't do that. I'm at a hopeless state, and that's just kind of where I'm going to have to stay. No. He is a God of all hope and comfort and strength and all power. So we can meditate on God's word. Here's some suggested life habits for as we are going forward to our thoughts, resurrection thought thinkings. Listen to Lauren Daigle's song this week, Come Alive, on YouTube. And this talks about that Ezekiel 37 passage that we read of these dry bones coming to life. It will inspire you to think differently and think like our God would have us to think. Set a goal this year to prioritize being in God's word regularly. That might look different to different people and at different times. Read through the Bible in a year app that we have. Maybe you sign up for a Bible study. Maybe you get involved in a small group that's coming up at Journey Church. Have a friend hold you accountable to memorize a scripture a week. I challenge you to think about how you can get more of this word in your mind so that you're not conforming to the patterns of this world. When we're in God's word, it transforms our minds completely. And it's life-giving. Philippians 4:8, maybe you want to post this everywhere in your house. Every door, everywhere. It says we don't have to be anxious about things. No, we don't. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, admirable, of good repute, if there is anything of excellence or praiseworthy, continue to think on these things. These are the things, the resurrection thinking that should be going on in our minds. So in 2017, think differently. Get rid of the old, those dead thought pattern habits. Think possibilities and hope that God has for you in the now. Okay, and our last one, we had out with the old sin habits, out with the dead thought patterns, and then our last D for ODD, the D is out with the dry and mundane habits of living life, and in with the actions of the Spirit, living by the Spirit. Galatians 5:2, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. And 1 Corinthians 6, 19 through 20a, do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit whom you have received from God? You are not your own. That resonated with me this week. You are not your own. You were bought by Jesus to live differently, to act differently. And this is a change in our actions of how we're going to do our day-to-day. 6 months ago, I noticed something about myself, and it was that I have issues. Serious issues. I could laugh about it. It's okay. You can laugh, too. It's fine. I've come to grips with this. So, but what happens is if I'm on a mission, and I'm going to a meeting, I'm going to an activity, I've got my plan for the day, if I have to abort that mission in any capacity, You might as well just cut my arm off. It is a struggle. And so I realized this about myself, and I said, Lord, man, these distractions that are coming in, I've got like these children that are on me, and I can't do the dishes, you know? I can't get work done like I was wanting to. And I realized, man, this is no way to live. I'm real frustrated a lot of the time. And he said to me, those people that are in your path, in my path here, just in my path, somebody's coming up in my path, it was not expected. Those ones in your path are the life-giving ordained appointments that I have for you in the day. It's the true mission. And I saw these people as in my way, the in my way conversations, people. He was saying, no, they're in my path. And so he shifted my thinking so that I dubbed these my imp conversations, I-M-P, in my path conversations, instead of in my way conversations. And they were people that just, you know, strangers, you know, would come up that I wasn't expecting. They were, could have been seen as a distraction, but ultimately they were ordained by God. And so I just wanted to tell you, I just did a complete 180 with this. So now I'm just like, Lord, imp conversations, bring them on. I want them. I want your plan for the day and not my regularly scheduled mission. Abort my mission, please, because it's a snoozer. It's a serious snoozer. It's a lot of the mundane. So I began praying, Lord, bring the imp conversations, bring the in my path conversations. And I wanted to tell you about one that occurred this Wednesday. And we went out with kids to this indoor playground over Christmas break, mainly because I needed to get out of the house and run off some steam. No, but partially. And so we went out to this indoor kids playground, and here was my plan. Here was my mission. Kids play, check. I sit at my computer unharmed, untalked to, and that's not a word, but I wasn't going to be distracted. And I could sit there. So, it was a foolproof plan. Other than the fact that I had kind of prayed this prayer, you know, for these imp conversations to be coming at me. And I had this little spirit nudge in me. It was this little backflip that I kind of get in my stomach when I feel like the Lord's wanting me to do something. It's usually way out of my comfort zone and very risky, and I don't want to do it. And so it was one of those times. And I had seen this gal from afar. And I remember I had had a conversation with her a year ago. And I remembered her because I saw her at a birthday party. She had a bandana on her head, and so she didn't have any hair. She had lost her hair. She had a gorgeous smile, I remember. But I also remember a year ago, the conversation that I had kind of had with her back then, it was a little awkward. It was one of those where you're kind of, you know, with somebody, you're not quite tracking. And so I wasn't really excited to go there again, if I'm honest. I wasn't excited to have another conversation, but I felt that the spirit nudge kept kind of at me. So I decided to go and approach her. I went up, and they were, you know, she was sitting right here. It looked like she was talking to a friend. And so I did the, like, stand right here. Very stalkerish for about 5 minutes, just kind of, you know, like waiting for them to roll out the red carpet and be like, do you want to join in the conversation? And that never happened. And so, but I felt, I want to just walk away at that point and say this isn't really worth it. But I felt the Holy Spirit just still giving, saying, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. So I did, thankfully, I'm just like queen of interruptions, you know? And so I kind of just kind of put my head in a little further and said, hey, I recognize you. Do you remember me? And she gave me a stare, and it was a really long stare. I mean, just like you could hear a pin drop And I kind of was waiting. And so then I came in to save the day, and I said, okay, we were at a birthday party, I think, together. It was a year ago. Ring a bell. And, you know, I was really, really eloquent, ultimately. And, you know, thankfully, at that point, she kind of, it was like her eyes kind of lit up, and she was like, oh, yeah. And that was it. And I thought, oh, Lord, help me here. And I won't bore you with the rest of our first half of the conversation that lasted about 10 minutes of that. But I will just tell you that God's grace was in that, and the last half of the conversation was so life-giving. It was an absolute gift to me because she talked about her struggle with this autoimmune disease, alopecia, that she has, and her introvertedness, that she was feeling like she couldn't talk with others that were in a similar place, even others that were undergoing cancer treatments. She could relate because she her hair wouldn't grow back. And so this conversation was ordained by God and was a gift to me because it was so out of what I had expected. But she said at the end, I needed to hear that. And I think I can talk to others if this is what God's plan is for me and if this is going to give him glory. I think I can do that. It was a life-giving conversation. Research shows if we don't change up our routines, we become kind of bored and we actually stop moving. It's like this in our walk with the Lord. So we need to kind of mix things up. So what can you do differently in your walk with the Lord? Something that maybe he's calling you to that's out of your comfort zone. It's going to be kind of risky. Maybe it's that you have some you ask him, put people in my path, at my work, in my neighborhood, in my family, conversations through his spirit. Maybe it's a new adventure that you're going to step into. We talk a lot here about taking steps, our next step with Jesus. What's that next step that he has with you? And I can tell you it's going to be an adventure. So hold on to your hats. It's a roller coaster ride. It is not a dry life with Jesus when we step into possibly a new spiritual discipline, an opportunity. Will you ask him this week, how have you gifted me, Lord, by your spirit? Maybe it's not in that encourager place, but maybe it's giving a tangible something to someone at our church. Maybe it's leading a small group, stepping out kind of in faith. Never done that before, but you're going to do it because you feel called to act in his spirit. Because I can tell you, when you act by his spirit, it's going to be his doing and in his way and in his timing and in his control, not yours, not your own strength. It's going to be in a weak area. So what weak area? Will you ask him this week? What weak area, Lord, can I step out in you? And I know by faith, I'm going to live by faith and not by sight, that you're going to show up for me. And it's going to be life-giving. So this is my prayer. Out with the odd, in with the new. Out with those old sin habits, dead thought patterns, dry actions. And in with the life-giving spirit that he has put in us to bring glory to him in 2017. That's my prayer for you. And I am excited about it. So as Olivia is going to come up and do a couple more songs, I'll leave us with this. That we would fully embrace his good, full, enjoyable life that he talks about in John 10:10. He's the life giver. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Overjoying. Out with the odd, in with the new. Let's pray. Lord, you are good. Your mercies are new every morning, as we've said multiple times. I am thankful that we get to serve you, a God who resurrects yourself from the dead, resurrects dry bones from the dead. And that is what I pray for those who are here today, that you would resurrect those old, dead, and dry areas and habits of 2016, and you would resurrect us into the new, this new creation, a new way of living, taking next steps with you that equals true life. I love you, Jesus. I pray that my friends here would be brave this week as they set some maybe new goals that are hard, as they evaluate some thought patterns, some sin habits, some actions in which they have not been glorifying to you. And I pray that you would bring refreshment on my friends as they step out in obedience to you. In your name, amen.
Well, we're really glad that you were able to join us this morning. I don't know if this is the way it works for you, but you get towards the end of one year and the beginning of another, and if you're online at all, you see all sorts of lists of ways to improve in the upcoming year, resolutions to make, goals to set, and I'm kind of like at a smorgasbord. I just start picking them. I'm like, oh, that looks good. That looks really good. I should be doing more of that, and then I've got a list that's 20, you know, resolutions long, and I get to February, and I've done two of them. But I think what I really appreciate amongst a number of things that Jillian shared today was just some practical next steps, things that we could just remove from or add into life in the upcoming year that really will do what the song is talking about, that'll help us kind of resurrect or recreate the life that God has planned and provided for us where we are right now. So I'm excited for those next steps for you to take and the words that you got to consider today. And we'll be really looking forward to joining you again next week. Same time, same place, more people. We'll keep it simple for the next couple of weeks. Excited to share more about how we're doing things here at Journey Church. I hope you guys have a great week and a fantastic 2017. See you soon.